an exhibition to showcase innovations and digital facilities for visually impaired persons has been mounted in Accra. The innovations are designed to provide the visually impaired equal platforms on the job market. The event, organized by the Royal National Institute of Blind People in the UK, is also to highlight the need for the visually impaired to be exposed to technology in their daily lives. Speaking at the program, the Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, E.T. Mensah, reminded district assemblies of the law that enjoins them to set aside 2% of their common fund to support persons with disabilities. Victoria Haji and Na Jagwe Ago have filed this report.
Mr. Mensah said, in spite of the comprehensive nature of the law and the wide-ranging protection it gives the visually impaired persons, they will be ineffective unless challenges such as skills for managing disability issues at all levels are addressed. He also mentioned weak institutions in implementing the provisions of the Disability Act as another major challenge. He said in the face of these challenges, governments will continue to pursue a national development agenda that prioritizes the realization of citizens' rights and entitlements. Mr. Mensah called on all stakeholders to come on board to support the cause of the visually impaired, adding that government alone will not be able to bear the cost. The principal manager of digital accessibility of RNIB, Robin Spence, said a challenge in today's dynamic world of education and work is to harness the strength of people with the power of technology for the benefit of all citizens. He said technical innovation is advancing rapidly, and the technology of tomorrow will enable the world to overcome a multitude of barriers. Participants from some African countries such as Nigeria, Benin, Uganda and South Africa attended the forum.
A report was filed by Victoria Haji and Na Jagwe Ago.